Hello everyone, Father Jared here, and we are still in October. There's a lot of weekends in October, obviously, because we have so many different podcast episodes this week, or this month. Look at that. Can't even get my days right. So, this time we're going to talk about more than chores, right? So last time we talked about creating a rule of life. I'm very curious to see if anyone has followed that advice or those ideas for, you know, having a rule of life as a family or as a household or as individuals. Keep working on it if you have not. But this time we're going to talk about more than chores. So this is all about doing our duties. I said duty. Duties as children and as parents. So children, if you're like, yeah, what are my parents supposed to be doing? Well, just listen up and I'll tell you. But first, we're going to talk about children. What are your duties? But before we get there, today's podcast is sponsored by, well, the Lord. This podcast is free, but he sponsors it because it's his word interpreted through the catechism. So thank you, Lord, for giving us the catechism and people that put it together. Okay, now let us continue. The duties of children. First of all, the main duty, other than worship of God, their duty in the family, their responsibility, is to respect their parents. It's required by God's commandment. It says, honor your father and your mother. It's kind of hard to escape from it. It's number four. Very important. Also, after that, we have, you know, so this respect for parents, it kind of, you know, it implies a lot of different things. I'm getting all this straight from the catechism, numbers 22, 14, and following. So I'm going to try to keep livening it up. There's a lot of different paragraphs in here, so we're just going to summarize, and hopefully you stay with me here. Okay, so this respect for parents, first of all, comes from gratitude. We are grateful. We are so thankful that our parents had us, that they chose to share their love, and therefore we came into the world. What a gift that is, because otherwise we would not exist. That's awesome, right? We love existing because we can't imagine what it would be like to not exist. Nor can your parents imagine what it is like to not exist, or for you to not exist. So this respect is shown. So like, how do we respect our parents? We do so by, one, being obedient to them, saying, yes, mom, yes, dad, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, right? Doing things that are asked of us, but also to do so with a spirit of, we call that docility, right? By also saying, you know, what would my mom want me to do right now? What would my dad want me to do right now? What should I be doing right now? What's important? That's like taking it to the next level, right? That's how we're really being a good child, is if we don't just say, you know, say and do what we're told to say and told to do, but we think ahead. We're like, what would my mom want me to do? What would my dad want me to do? What would God want me to do right now? And do it, right? That's the idea, actually. That's how we are truly being respectful. We're showing respect towards our parents. And you know, this respect, having respect, honoring our father and our mother is not just, you know, we don't just do it because God tells us to, but because it brings peace into our house, right? It brings love and harmony, right? We can only sing that song, let there be peace on earth, so many times before we have to ask ourselves, maybe that peace begins with me. That's why there's that whole last part of the song where it says, let it begin with me, right? But that's the same with the family. If we want to see peace and love in our house, it starts with us. And it starts with respecting our parents, because that is ultimately how we show that love and show that sense of trust and peace, by doing and acting as we should, as they would want us to. All right, here's the moment you've been waiting for, children. The duties of the parents. What should they be doing? Are they doing it right? Let's see. I don't know. We'll find out. So, things that are obligations or responsibilities of parents are, number one, teaching children how to be good children. Whew, that's a hard one, right? So, how can we show what is good and what is bad? The difference between right and wrong. And also, how can we somehow raise our children to be good spiritual beings, so to have relationships with God, to bring them to church, to form them in the faith at home, to teach them how to pray, to teach them how to go to adoration, to teach them to go to the cemetery and be respectful of those who have passed away, how to serve those who are least among us, how to serve the poor, how to take care of the earth. All of these things are ways that parents are responsible to raise their children. Responsibilities of parents. So, this is kind of, you know, I guess you don't shouldn't really have to say this, but I guess we will. Parents must regard their children as children of God. Turns out that they're actually human beings. So, that's important to know. Even if they're little humans, they are still humans. And so, but also more so than that, probably even more so than adults, right? We must respect these little humans because, as Christ says, the kingdom of God is like unto them. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, belongs to such as these innocent ones. Once they become teenagers, it's a whole different story. But just kidding. We still pray for them. We hope that by the time they are teenagers, we have a great relationship with them and we have instilled in them all the wisdom and all the virtue that we ourselves have learned and send them off into the world, but not without us, right? We continue to pray for them, offer up sacrifices for them, and they know that they can always come back to us and they can grow in relationship with us as adults. Sometimes for most parents, that's the best part, right? Once children mature and come back to that sense of, oh, my parents are awesome and they raised me amazingly. That's like the best for parents. It's like basically the biggest compliment you can get, that your children actually want to be your friends once they grow up. That's pretty awesome. But this is different than being their friend when they are young. Sometimes when we give off that impression, they're like, I can do whatever I want and nothing really has consequences because mom says that, you know, everything's cool. We're just going to be cool. We all get along and it's great. No, that's not the case. We have to sometimes lay down the law, which is difficult as parents. And so we have this obligation to give good example to our parents. Oh, sorry, to our children. We have a responsibility to teach our children, you know, how to form their conscience, how to give them a sense of responsibility, not only in the church and in the family, but in society, you know, but also all sorts of things, really. Just parents have a supreme obligation to hand on the faith and all that that encompasses. That is a huge responsibility. And that is why we have FIRE, Family Involved Religious Education, because it is so vitally important that parents know that they have the support of the church. They have the support of our parish family, of St. Luke, to help you in doing that and being a good and an awesome and a faithful parent, a faithful adult who can form faithful children, faithful disciples who, with you, can help save the world. And so, this week, our goal is to evaluate where are we in our sense of duties, right? Responsibilities. As a child, am I doing what I should be doing as a child? As a parent, am I doing what I should be doing as a parent? Is what I'm doing actually good for my soul or the soul of those in my care? Huge, huge question. Bring that to prayer this week. And I invite you, if you have not been in a while, consider going back to our Adoration Chapel. It's always open and ready for you. But until next time, remember, burn as you go. Bye, y'all.